Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Department of Defense says Israel is entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. Statement was made after Israel attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Israel says it was responding to an anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria because of an Iranian drone supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu:
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke at a news conference broadcast on state television. He said if one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, it is making a big mistake. These incidents mark the most serious confrontation in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces that have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine and has said he hoped for the return of peace to the region. National chairperson for the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma about a peaceful transition. This is VOA News. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's gold. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado, as his first Olympics event, won the men's slope-style snowboarding competition. In his final run of the day, Gerard triumphed over Canadians Max Parrott, who won the silver, and Mark McMorris, who won a second bronze after Sochi 4 years ago. Gerard spoke with VOA about the Canadians' reaction to his win.
They were all so excited. It was awesome. We're all friends out there, so I think they're just really happy that we all landed runs.
And Norway's Marie Bjørgen entered the history books, becoming the most decorated female Winter Olympian of all time when she won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer skiathlon. It was her 11th medal, 6 gold, 4 silver, and a bronze. North Korea's leader has invited his South Korean counterpart to visit the North, and the South Korean leader's earliest convenience, Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, delivered the invitation personally during a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Meantime, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert is dismissing any concerns about U.S. efforts to counter North Korea's so-called charm offensive at the Olympics and how it could create a rift with South Korea and Japan. Nauert said Washington's ties with Seoul and Tokyo are ironclad.
The United States will not back away from its ally, and no one is going to drive a wedge between the United States and the Republic of Korea and the United States and also Japan.
Analysts say Kim's invitation to Moon would complicate the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. One of Britain's largest charities has denied allegations of a cover-up of the use of prostitutes by aid workers in Haiti. Haiti's ambassador to the UK said it was a clear cover-up in the case of Oxfam aid workers, according to the Times of London, that they paid sex while on a mission to help those affected by the devastating 2010 earthquake in Haiti. Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring:
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and this is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. This is Music to the Max, 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated Pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. You're part of the show too, Ems. Your posts, your DMs, tweets, voice messages, texts, song requests, even your own songs are all considered and sometimes included right in the show. Today I've got two featured guests. First, the desert rock band Kela Souf. That comes in at 20 past the hour. And second, pianist-composer Joe Kayat. We'll hear from Joe at 40 past the hour and listen to his amazing piece, Afro Bach. Now, in between, before and after, it's all great music, starting with this classic from South Africa, Mkomboti, by Ivan Shaka Shaka. Everybody, come and drink my magic beer.
We'll be right back.
Hello, my M's. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of MTIA. That was Ivan Shaka Shaka's classic Mkomboti, or African beer, from her 1987 album, Thank You, Mr. DJ. Oh, here's a brand new sound from the DRC diaspora. Jupiter and Okwes. This is Musonsu, track 2 on the 2017 album Kin Sonic. Jupiter's message here is this. A French expression says, it's not worth a nail. And yet, without nails, wooden planks cannot become a house. Never scorn what creates unity, for without unity, we would remain insignificant. Yes. Hello, my peeps. That was Jupiter and Okwes with Musonsu. I'm betting these guys give an amazing live concert. And lucky for us, they're about to launch their U.S. tour in January. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Let's downshift now with this, Longer Than Forever. It's by Mr. Jukebox, an up-and-coming artist based out of Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised in Lagos.
Fall apart, that's what they wanna see. Always fighting, always bickering. But our love is stronger than titanium. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and you together, destiny. Swear I'll love you till I R.I.P. No lie, oh my mind.
that was with this girl, you see that with that girl, nah, nah. I know they watching, praying that we never make it love. My love, we will always be together till the world falls apart. We'll storm through any weather, say my love, your love, last longer than ever. So you know we gon' give it up. I know they wanna see us fail. So baby, to the sky we go. I know they wanna see us fall. So you know we gon' give it up. I know they wanna see us fail. So to the sky we go.
And you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. Over the past few weeks, you may have noticed that I've been bringing you music stories that I brought back with me from Brussels. I was there in September. Well, here's another one. Singer-songwriter Anana Haruna is the leader of a desert rock band, Kel Asuf. It just so happened that when I was in Brussels, he was working on new songs for his fourth album, this time in a trio format with keyboardist Sofiane Ben Youssef and drummer Olivier Penou. So I met Anana at the studio one cold and really rainy day to hear his new music and meet him in person. Here I am entering Goldfinger Studio in Saint-Gilles. Session in progress. An ensuing interview with Asna is translated from French.
شاه ولا أليض دم غارد وين النصورة وهانا غوير وهانا غوير شاه ولا أليض دم غارد وين النصورة وهانا غوير وهانا غوير.
So I'm here with the group. It's really nice to meet all of you.
How did you start out in music?
I started music like that, by listening to people. It was in the north, Niger, during the rebellion, which made it so I really fell in love with music, especially the guitar. In our culture, the guitar is a new instrument that came with revolution and all of that. So I started to learn music that way.
You also, you do a mix of music. There's Tuareg. I noticed there's some really traditional Tuareg songs. But there are also some songs that are a little punk even. Or...
That's a new sound. The guitar arrived as a new instrument in Tuareg music. Today, we, Kel Asuf, what we bring is a new sound that one doesn't hear every day where we're from. So that's the beauty of this project. For us, it's something really new. Also for people who are going to listen to this in the deserts. This sound sung in Tamashek. What is this here? It's really something new.
You're in the middle of making a new album, in fact.
Yeah, you're in the process of working on new songs. Can you tell me how you arrived here in Belgium? Why you came here? And if it's tied to the war or the violence?
When I came here to Belgium, I really came here like that, not really tied to war or violence. But it's true that before I left Niger, I stayed with my family until I was 12. And so it was because of the war that we fled and left for Libya and all of that, because there's a political problem between the Tuareg people and the central government of Niger. So because of that, many Tuareg families went into exile in Libya, Algeria. Many young people left their studies. I was in school. I had to leave my studies. It's really an exile that we didn't choose. So I found myself in the army very young. I found myself in the rebellion. It's there also that I took the guitar, and today, the sound that we play today, plus rock, it's a sound that expresses, in fact, the rage that it's in you, that you feel you have to get out, and you express it through music.
Hello, my M's. This is Heather, and that concludes my interview from Brussels with Anana Haruna and his band Kel Asuf. Hope you liked it. The song was Europa from the band's 2016 album, Tikunen. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Kidi featuring Mayor Kun and Davido.
$30 billion, oh no, yeah, way. And all my money, me go down. time. Go.
Jambo Afrika, hakuna matata. Jambo Afrika, hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Hi sweethearts, this is Dr. Maxwell. Next up, brand new hip hop from the Volta. You know that's gotta be Adam. Followed by some South African house and a short but sweet guitar picking foot tapper from Malawi.
Church.
Here's Adam with Mighty Jesus featuring Jay So and EL.
You think you walking on this path alone? You think everything you did was by yourself? Oh no, oh no, oh no. You best give all glory to God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He walks with us all now. Now.
Eradicasa, make it happen. I know go act like it, no be sick. A few I made it rapping, I may be trapped in. Maybe I'm lacking a few words of inspiration. Maybe distracted, maybe my life is stuck in the fast lane. No time for myself if they're asking. No church, and what's worse, the excuses. But I'm blind if I don't know what my soul's worth. All these blessings I'm receiving, the air that I'm breathing. The least that I can do is believe in. Yo, love, you call me perfect. So if I fail to acknowledge you, then it makes me worthless. You gave me a voice, and I'ma use it right. Speak the truth, bless the soul, and give good advice. Church,
did you know the Lord is undefeated? 1 million and oh, 1 billion and oh, infinity and oh. Can't nobody stop him, so don't you dare try.
Mercy, these murderers are trying to hurt me. I wake up bright and early and thank God I'm not yet buried. I'm steady clocking 30, mama tells me not to worry. But how can I not be worried when I date a flock of birdies? It's first class when I fly from my crown to Jersey. Get picked up by security cause I got to show maturity. I do the most but the quiet behind the curtain. Till commissary or mortuary, retire my jersey. Yo, let me chill, these words are very real. If my pride is my medicine, I will swallow every pill. And cupped it in my back till I signed that heavy deal. And got out people like
my Jesus.
You watch me turn this water into wine and propose a toast. Tonight it's not a sober bone in my body, I'm comatose. Hold your nose, and Lord forgive me for my sins, I'm a different man. I pray to
you,
holler at your boy.
Hallelujah. I feel the electricity right now. Cause the electricity's coming from the only power source that I know. The only battery in my battery. Jesus Christ.
What up, Cocktail? The African answer.
Oh, yeah, the job.
All right, let's get it. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, tidy nana coming here. The Lord is my fortress, tidy for the come. No more drama, no more drama, hallelujah, no more drama. All the pain go away, you swing in your can of farmer. The rising in me coming forth, so we talk less. The rising in me high, so the enemy the vex. The rising in me crying, triple, so I'm never lost. I'm on the road from the rod to the riches with a cross. VR engineer with order, both a nation, how we're born. I call with people like I'm called a revolution, out of corner. Open them out of a vault, I burn up, what's up, and I'm a woke at that. I'm still the revelation by the name of Genesis. Go get him, Jay, so EO the nemesis.
Hallelujah. See, what I'm trying to tell you is, in the other days, in that final game, in that final Super Bowl of life and death, you better make sure you're on the right team. And that team is with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You ain't gonna get no do-overs. You only gonna get one play. Make sure it's the right one. In our Father's name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Right there.
Listeners and followers of Music Time in Africa. That's why I call you my M's. Okay, so you just heard Lengoma by DJ Sabu and featuring Zahara. And now it's time to settle down for just 2 minutes, 37 seconds and listen to this musical gem. This is Wilson Makawa, recorded in Bulawayo, Malawi in 1960. The song Bamba Siaya, sung in Chewa, is one of advice for Mr. Siaya. It seems he'd gotten married, so needed to finally stop fighting and resolve his disputes with discussion instead of fist.
Iwe bambo mwakwatira kumakumenyana nuleke. Iwe bambo mwakwatira kumakumenyana nuleke. Gati pali mau, ngochita zokamba, kuma kumenyana, nuleke. Gati pali mau, ngochita zonena, kuma kumenyana, nuleke. Kamba koma kumenyana muleke ngati pali mau ngochita zonena kumakumenyana kuleke.
That was Bambo Siaya, a 1960 recording from Malawi by the sweet, gentle voice and guitar picking of Wilson Makawa. We're almost at 40 past the hour. Time to meet our second guest, Joe Kayat, right after this.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Get ready to listen to a surprising song, a prelude actually, called Afro Bach. Now, if you listen to the show often, you already know musician Lassana Jabate. He's one of the world's leading balafonists of the Manding Djeli tradition. And he came through D.C. in 2015 with the award-winning ensemble Trio Dakali. Here's Lassana after that performance.
Hi, I'm Lassana Jabate, balafon player. I love music time in Africa.
You say you can't speak English.
And, well, Lassana's magic mallets are in high demand everywhere and have been for decades. From reggae to rap to regional folk pop. Jabate plays it all beautifully. You might also remember Joe Kayat. I've had him on the show a few times too.
Hello, my name is Joe Kayat. I'm a pianist living in Nice. So I want to say hello to all my friends in Africa. Hello, everybody. Peace and love. I love you.
Joe's a jazz pianist and composer who's spent his lifetime exploring world music traditions. Africa is one of his favorite parts of the world, in particular West and North Africa. Disc 2 from Kayat's 1999 double album Departures showcases his African compositions with titles like Siraba, Chaura, Duga Cocktail, well, now Joe has come out with a new album. It's called Multicolor Stuff, and it features several compositions with Lassana Jabate, as well as La Crème de la Crème, he says, of Afro-Cuban musicians in Paris. The surprising song, Afro Bach, which we're going to listen to in a moment, is Joe's interpretation on his new album of the Prelude and Fugue in C-sharp major by Johann Sebastian Bach. That fugue was composed in 1722. Afro Bach is performed by Joe, Lassana, and bassist Philippe Cabrera. Joe joins me by phone from France to present it right after this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hey guys, now let's bring in Joe Kayat and listen to Afro Bach. So, hello Joe, it's great to hear from you again. Your piece, Afro Bach, is a stunning version of an 18th century Johann Sebastian Bach prelude.
Exactly, right. It's a song I play when I was a child. I love that prelude. The groove there in Mali and West Africa is a lot of 6/8, 12/8. I love that groove. I have a good friend, Lassana Diabaté, the balafonist. Mm-hmm. And because he was very challenging guy, you know, he want to play jazz. Sometimes he called me, teach me, Joe, please, the Brazilian song. You know, he's involved in the his tradition, mundane tradition, but he's very open guy and musician. So he asked me all the time. And when he came in Paris, for me, it was a good opportunity to make a recording. So we work on it. He learned with me, like, every day. He learned that song because, you know, don't find one balafon player play this song or that kind, you know. Yeah? There are many very good balafonists, but very difficult to him to play that. So he learned this and he improvised on this. So I was very happy. He can play his music. I try, but he can try also to play the European music and so difficult like this.
Describe the other instruments in the recording.
It's just a bass play with us.
A bass.
And the piano, me, I play the piano.
Okay.
The bass player is one of the famous Cuban musicians living in Paris now, is Felipe Cabrera.
I see. Have you performed this song, Afro Bach, live yet?
Yes, once in Paris, once or two times we played this.
How was it received?
Oh, people were very upset in English.
Enchanted.
Surprised, you know.
Surprised.
Wow. Yeah, it's a listen, traditional African instrument. So it was a very interesting experience.
Thank you so much for the time and the music.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
Bravo, bravo, encore. Oh, wow. That was Joe Kayat, everybody, and Lassana Diabaté and Philippe Cabrera with Afro Bach.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Hi, darlings. This is Heather, and I've got three back-to-back tunes for you now to rock us through to the end of the show. Confirmé by Candia Cora, Naboya, a seriously funky groove by Freddie Masamba, and Faya by Davido. Here's Candia from Guinea.
Gine di mide rasta nandira, kame di mide rasta nandira.
Kanya kora,
confirme. Aluma ye salama ya gele mamote di ala benye, monote masala imoye. Kanja jamaye ngobi amadia dolunye monote masala rinoye salama ya hela teludi fenti ya hesa belili
Sangala chop chindi, chop chindi, chaka chaka.
Na boy,
zengele zengele zekanto ndoko busonza yanche
nkishimi gwiri olo di gwiri jamo yi gwiri ukwiza bonga toto gwiri petrol mamba meto funza mkwa mabeto piri zeto bandu zeto pele lazo beso tukengi zonza pele hapu kwa nema loro kwa mbo nkishimi gwiri olo di gwiri jamo yi gwiri ukwiza bonga toto gwiri petrol mamba meto funza mkumu jambo Wini mzenga na zenga Kwichi bieto Vila zeto Hatu kwa nema leo kwa mbibo
Maxwell, that was Davido closing us out this edition of Music Time in Africa with Fire. It's been a pleasure today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks go to Anana Haruna and Kel Asouf in Brussels, and to Joe Kayat in France. Hit me up, guys, on social media. Any of these platforms will work. My WhatsApp, that number is +1-202-203-4118. Email, musictime@voanews.com. Twitter, @musictimeafrica. And, of course, my Facebook page. So, leave a message, a DM, a voicemail. I might even include you in a future show. Here's a reminder. Every week, the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. So on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. On shortwave radio, tune in on Fridays at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Yeah, till next week. Stay beautiful, my M's. Stay beautiful.